The Ministry of Health says the new cases comprise of 15 new PCR tests and 9 new rapid antigen tests carried out yesterday. There were 11 recoveries over the reporting period, and 11 people are hospitalized with the virus. One is fully vaccinated, one is partially vaccinated, and 9 are unvaccinated. Health officials say to date, there are 9,354 cases and 9,123 recoveries in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. A total of 72,202 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 37,011 persons have received their first dose, 31,144 had their second dose, and 4,047 persons received boosters. Regionally, while COVID-19 cases have decreased in the Americas for the first time in 5 weeks, Director of the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, has urged countries to stay on alert. Despite an overall drop in COVID-19 in the region, Dr. Etienne warned that cases remain high. In the Caribbean, hospitalizations continue to increase in Cuba, Guadeloupe, French Guiana, and Trinidad and Tobago. Internationally, researchers analyzed primary care data from the United Kingdom to identify symptoms and risk factors for long COVID. They found 62 symptoms of long COVID, including hair loss and reduced libido, as well as several risk factors such as smoking or being socially deprived. They concluded that SARS-CoV-2 infection is linked to various symptoms associated with sociodemographic and clinical risk factors. Meanwhile, a health official is being investigated for vaccinating 30 students with a single syringe in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. The incident took place in a school in Sagar district where children were being given COVID-19 vaccines. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.